My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
The 0-1 and a base hit into right field. Here comes Altuve heading home. Throw is cut off and the Astros take a 1-0 lead on their first base hit of the game. Playoff pitch from Burns and Gamble with another base hit and run batted in. His second hit, his second RBI today in his Astros debut. 2-2 for Burns. Base hit off the bat of Whitcomb. 2-run score. It is now 6-0 Houston.
All right, Kenny Albert, calm down, man. I thought you were cool with Baltimore. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. And he's off. He's on his way to Penn State, dropping the kids off in the old Beverly Hillbillies van. I'd like to see some video of Vinny trying to use a U-Haul at 16, 18 feet. That'd be pretty funny to watch. But Kenny Albert, hey, you want to hear a story? Since there's been a lot of reminiscing apparently going on The Fan. My first job in radio, going back to 1992, and I went to Broadcasting Institute of Maryland. My first internship was with the Bullets in 1990 when they still had an office at the Civic Center, or CFG as it's called now. Because they used to play 4 games a year here in Baltimore. Then I covered the Baltimore Bears as a beat reporter, and I'm using air quotes big time, because I spelled beat B-E-E-T, from the Avenue Times, my man Ked Caldwell. And they used to play their home games at Patterson High School, one of my high schools. But I got an internship at WITH, which was on Light Street. Again, 92, I was in my 20s. So we were poor at math yesterday. So I was born in 1965. And then 1992. I was 27 years old at the time. So I got an internship at WITH. And they had a talk show on at night called the Sports Forum, I believe it was. And you know who the host of the show was? Kenny Albert. Kenny Albert also did the Skipjacks games on WITH because we used to have a hockey team here in Baltimore. Never had an NHL team, but the Skipjacks, who I think at the time were an affiliate, because I know where they were the Caps, maybe it was the Penguins by this time. Again, it was 92. So Kenny Albert was the host. And among the people that worked there, Jerry Coleman, Spiro Maricas, and Nestor Aparicio. And I worked with Fred Robinson, who was the board op engineer. And this is a day where carts were still a thing. And if you don't know what carts are, they look like 8-track tapes. But if you don't know what a cart is, you don't know what an 8-track tape is. And there was no internet. And if you needed information sports-wise, you were digging through Street Smiths and media guides and all of this nonsense. But Kenny Albert, 1992, worked in Baltimore, did the Skipjack games, and obviously he's going on to much greater things than that. He did play tennis with Jerry Coleman recently, and the only reason I know that is because Jerry Coleman put it on a face space. So there you go. So there's a historical fact for you, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, Kenny Albert was on the call last night with Adam Wainwright as the Orioles get shut out 6-0 at the hands of the Houston Astros, who had just lost 2 in a row to the Red Sox at home. Houston's now won 9 straight games on the road, and we'll get into all of that as the show progresses. We know the bullpen stinks, and quite frankly, they weren't bad last night. More of a mop-up duty, stem the tide situation. No high leverage by any stretch of the imagination. But they handled themselves nicely. Thank you very much. But Corbin Burnes, Burnsy, trimmed his beard, got his hair cut. We could all use a chop of the locks from time to time. Second straight poor start. And another outing in which he kind of imploded in an inning and the pitch count escalated. He's a stud, and I want him to pitch for the Orioles for the next 5 years. By the way, big story about Corbin Burnes in The Athletic this morning if you want to read it. He is testing free agency, and winning is going to be a very important part of where he might wind up. California's from, he's from, lives in Arizona, but that doesn't mean the Diamondbacks and the LA teams are going to be where he wants to go, somewhere where A, gets paid, and B, he can win. And Baltimore possibly could win. There's still a great core here, even though they've been terrible since June 20th. Whether or not he gets what he wants financially, that's another story altogether. But he struggled last night. And I think what it is with the Orioles starting pitchers right now, because of the offense, every pitch has to be perfect. When they were down, Nolan McGraw, get in here. When they were down 2-0 last night, and I text my uncle Dave Rommel, first team All-Metro pitcher, Poly, class of 68. 2-0 feels like 10-0. And I think, and I'm trying to think like Corbin Burnes, and lucky for him, I don't. Oh, boy. Now I've got to paint every corner. I can't do that because we can't score. 3 hits again for the 3rd time this week. I think it's to borrow Ryan Ripken phrase, they're domed up. Starting pitchers, like any mistake, could prove to be a major mistake because this Orioles team, Nolan, doesn't score like they did last year. They really struggle to string together at-bats, much less games of offensive awesomeness here.
Right, and it's almost like a go-figure moment here for Burnes, that he's been Cy Young caliber the entire year, and now when your entire team's in this just complete rut, you're thinking, all right, who's the one guy we can rely on to get us out of this? Who's the stopper? Who's the ace? It's Corbin Burnes, and he's having the worst month that he's probably had in his entire career. ERA over 8 for the month of August, and we're a good 4 starts in here for him.
Yeah, we're what, 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
We're a week away, basically, from the end of the month. He'll get another start before it happens, but we talked about it all week long. The bullpen is what it is. Questionable, and that's probably the optimistic way to describe it, even though they did well last night. Again, not in a high leverage situation. But where's the offense gone? All of a sudden, since the All-Star break, or even before it, Adley Rutschman has been a mediocre player. And we were talking about a lot of the assembled media before Brandon Hyde's press conference yesterday at Oriole Park Camden Yards. I mean, he's kind of like just a dude. He's not the all-star carry. He had a great first half, earned the starting nod at catcher, even though Salvador Perez had a great first half. But Adley Rutschman in the second half, he's been Nick Hundley. Caleb Joseph can't throw anybody out. Maybe the back has something to do with it. He's lost a little velo off the toss. Again, as someone who lives with back problems, Dr. Sock, what's up? See you next week. I can relate, but he doesn't walk anymore, Nolan. That's been the power dip and the inability to get on base. Just wasn't that one of his main attributes coming out of Oregon State? He's got a Rod Carew-like eye at the plate, and we have seen it. But where the hell's that gone all of a sudden?
Right. Well, that's what concerns you, is when a signature trait starts to leave. That's when you're, okay, something's not right here. Throwing out runners at second, if we're being honest, that was a struggle for him last year as well. And how much of that is a product of the new rules and all that? Because as a rookie, you could argue that he was actually pretty decent. And then the rule change came in and things dropped off for him and the rest of the league. That's kind of the least of my concerns with Adley.
Right.
If that's who he ends up being for his career defensively, you can live with that. The offensive stuff, that's a whole different story. And he was supposed to be, and he still probably is. I mean, we're not panicking here with him in his career arc by any means. He's slumping. How much of that is injury related? How much of it is him just finding himself in a funk for the first time in his career and not really knowing or having much track record to draw upon and say, hey, this is how you get out of it? You could probably say that for the entire team. And if anything, it makes you look back on last year and say, wow, that really was special. We shouldn't have taken that for granted, not getting swept, winning 101 games, the overall sustained success from game one to 162. This year, they've actually faced adversity for the first time. And for all these young players, how often in their baseball life have they had to overcome significant adversity or prolonged slumps where their entire lineup isn't hitting?
Right.
Probably not many opportunities at all. So this is a first for them. How they respond to it will be key.
And we talk about the Orioles leading the majors in home runs for most of the season. When's the last time O'Hearn's gone deep? And I'm saying that kind of in a, you know, you get it. Mountie. Adley. I know he hit one, last week? But, you know, his home run production has dwindled. Jimenez hasn't hit one since May. And he didn't play last night. But we get it with the, if I hear, hey, you got 107 on the exit velo for a single to right field, great. If it's driving in two runs, awesome. Where's the power? Where's the home runs? This is what his calling card was early in his Cubs career, or White Sox career, where he came over from the Cubs to Chicago. We haven't seen him. I think some of these power guys, Taters has done his part, no doubt about it. Moo Man has kind of settled down a little bit here in August after a great July. Colton Cowser, new to the program. Gunner's kind of picked it up just a little bit. But we're not seeing a ton of home runs anymore from this team. And unfortunately, Nolan, as we've discussed ad nauseum, if they don't hit home runs, they don't score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take some home runs right about now. If that's the only way they're going to score, I'm not going to complain. Give me the home runs. I don't care. Take me back to June. I'll gladly go back to June, where at the time people were starting to say, hey, there might be some warning signs here that they only seem to score on the home run. Well, at least they were winning. At least they were hitting the home runs. Let's go back to that. If that's what it's going to take, I don't care. I mean, I just want to win.
Well, the old commercial, chicks dig the long ball right about now. Dudes will dig the long ball, too, if you're an Orioles fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. It's Featured Artist Friday. Who are we jamming to? You'll find out next. Ravens scrimmage with Green Bay yesterday. Kyle Hamilton went down, and that happened as we were on the air, Vinny and Haney and Nolan McGraw. Apparently nothing severe, nothing to worry about, so be cool with that. But apparently the offensive line wasn't all that great, so that was a concern then. It is today. Preseason finale coming up tomorrow at Lambeau Field. Jonas Schaefer joining us from the Baltimore Banner at 11 o'clock. BBT tonight live from Salvo Auto Parts, or live from Pickles, brought to you by Salvo. It's Gunnar Henderson bobblehead day. I'm going to go ahead and guess it's going to be crowded at Pickles.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Orioles are going to screw around and not make the playoffs unless they get it together. Because Minnesota, KC breathing down their necks. Red Sox, they don't seem to want to go away. Tampa, well, they lost yesterday, but they're still kind of hanging around. Because that's where the threats are coming from. We saw in Seattle yesterday, they fired Scott Servais, hired Dan Wilson. That's a one team, we would think. Playoff accomplishment, that's going to be Houston. But then again, maybe Dan Wilson gets that offense in track because they got the pitching to do it. But the Orioles, come on, man. Since June 20th, they've been below mediocre. And where's all the splashing and the faucets? And even the crowd seems a little tepid. And last night, Nolan, before we get to the phones at 410-583-1057, it was more like we're just there to get drunk before the game because it was a beautiful Thursday night.
Right, you're waiting on that one big moment. And they've been in a lot of close games, but it just feels like, man, when was the last time they won? Not even in a walk-off, but just a close one-run game that they had to pull it out late, either through a big pitching performance or a come-from-behind offensive performance. It feels like they just need one of those even more than they need a blowout. I mean, you take a win any way you can get it, but I feel like if they prove to themselves, all right, we can win one of these close games, maybe that's what they need to say, hey, we're back.
There's just something missing with this team, and their injuries have been a part of it, but the energy seems to have diminished greatly. And when you lose more than you win, which they've been doing for two calendar months, more than now, and you just mentioned it, we talked about it this week, for Gunnar and Adley, this is kind of their first taste of failure. And are they going to be able to respond in kind? Ryan O'Hearn said after the game last night, we just have to play better. As Jacob Calvin-Meyer wrote, and we'll talk to him later in the show, they're a bad baseball team. I mean, the results speak for themselves.
And you mentioned O'Hearn there, the veterans. I mean, it's on everybody, but the James McCanns, the Ryan O'Hearns, the guys who have experienced losing before in their career, they're the ones you seek out here in these times. And what, a couple weeks ago when they were, I mean, they've been slumping for 2 months, but a couple weeks ago, McCann gets hit in the face. They end up winning that game, the doubleheader.
Sure.
that was sort of like a rally cry, a moment there where it was saying, hey, a message to the team that, all right, I just got, you know, beamed in the face here. I'm staying in. We're going to rally. And since then, they went back to sleepwalking.
Yeah, Eric Geddy looked like J.R. Richard last night for the Houston Astros. Saw a lot of Astros fans. Nolan, you were there. Old school, you had the rainbow ones from the 70s, early 80s, and then you had the Jimmy Wynn Astro fans from the 60s and 70s. I like retro jerseys. I just don't like your team coming in there kicking our ass.
Saw a Colt 45 hat. That was a throwback.
That was the original of the originals. All right, let's get out to the phone to Vinny and Andy. Vinny's off. Bobby, Andy, Nolan McGraw. Orioles lose 6-0. Went quietly into the night. Didn't get a hit after the fourth inning. Let's go to Rosedale. It's Tony. Tony, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Bob?
A little of this, a little of that. How about you?
Good, good, good. I'm glad everything went okay with your procedure that you said you had.
Well, that's another long story. I mean, I'm healthy. I'm not in pain. I still can't see. We're still at, like, square one, but
anyway. Yeah, I was looking at the game last night. I thought I saw an Enos Cabell jersey.
There you go, former Oriole, by the way, Enos Cabell.
Okay, I want to talk about a couple things. First of all, your station, and I hope the powers that be listening. I feel slated, Bob. Let me tell you why. I told your producer last 3 years. You know, I take a little half a day, take a little leave, and I really enjoy going down to the day games. I found out, you know, I've been finding out you guys don't go down and do the pregame show down there before the day games, 12, 1 o'clock games. And tell them people send you guys down there. We look like talking to you before the game.
Well,
what a pickle.
What's the reason? I don't know the exact reason why we don't do that, to be totally honest with you.
You want to work 7 days a week?
Are you talking about the weekends or the weekdays?
I'm talking about the weekday games. Like the
weekday, like
games.
They play it like something like
1 o'clock. Yeah, I like that time slot.
Yeah, the weekends, hey, forget about it. You know, we need a day off too. And now that football's starting, we're going to be working 6 days anyway.
I'm talking about the 12, 1 o'clock games that be on Wednesday.
You know what? I would not be uncool with that. Now, if the game starts at 12, the problem is, say, Vinny and I would get there in Nolan at 9. Show starts at 10, game starts at 12, 12 o'clock. You know, nobody's really listening to the show. You know what I mean? But that happens here, too. That's a good point. Call Chuck. Chuck's heavy.
Okay, I'm a fan. And like I said, I stop over there at Pickles, and it's like an empty feeling when it's, you know, that extra hype is in there.
Yeah, I got so you.
Okay, I want to talk about this team right now.
Yeah.
Now, we know the struggles with the pitching, with the injuries and the bullpen and all that. But I've been feeling really down about this offense the last month. And I know Adley Rutschman exactly hasn't been Ted Simmons out there hitting. But I hate to correlate a lot of our offensive struggles have happened since Westberg and Mateo have not been in that lineup. Now, Mateo brings versatility. There's a lot of things you can do interchangeable when he's able to play. And Westberg, with his clutch hitting, you know, brings that extra aspect to your lineup. And when I think about the struggles we've been having, it's been since those two have not been on the team, like I said. And also, Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson, they're supposed to be the big superstars. You know, they... When you look on the TV every other night and you seeing Soto and Judge doing what they're doing with the Yankees, we need our young guys to, you know, step it up a little bit and prove that they in that category or right close to that category. What you guys think?
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that at all. Tony, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. The problem with the Yankees there, and I guess it's not a major problem, if Soto and Judge aren't producing, then they don't score. Even though Stanton hit a three-run missile yesterday. But to your point, Gunner, Adley, do they need to level up here? Sure they do. Anthony Santander has done everything he can to carry the offense. Jackson Holliday's been slumping again. Ryan Mountcastle's got to get this power bat rolling. And I think Baltimore, before we hit a break, Nolan, I'm not saying he's in the Chris Davis needs the leather couch level of shifting, which basically ruined his career. But Ryan Mountcastle's become, and I was talking to Luke Jones about this yesterday, a guy who's not a power hitter at all fields is a guy that seems content on hitting singles and doubles to the opposite field. When's the last time he's pulled a ball with great authority?
I don't know. I mean, he has two doubles this week. The one earlier, I think last week, he hit one off the top of Baltimore.
Okay.
That was just barely not a home run. It was a double. So, I mean, it's not like he's up there just striking out. I mean, if he's only going to be a doubles hitter, that's fine. I mean, we're not in the business of being that picky here. We're taking any sort of offense we can get.
Well, what, he hit six last night. Okay. I'm going to disagree. I think we need Mountie to start
squaring up some balls. Instead of the double, he hits a solo shot last night. They lose 6-1. All right. But Mountie hit a home run.
Now you are nitpicking. When's the last time you hit a home run, I guess, to my point?
It's been quite a while.
I'm going to game log right now before we go to a break so we don't leave everyone hanging here.
He doesn't have one this month.
He doesn't have one in August. Okay, we're cool with that, right?
July 29.
Okay, and he's got 7 ribbies. And his slugging percentage is .319. I'm going to go ahead and take a victory lap on that one. Orioles right now, they stink. No offense, shaky bullpen. Your ace has been unacceptable for a guy that's expected to get 250, 300 mil in the offseason. So other than that, everything's great. Hey, but Kyle Hamilton's healthy. That's good news coming out of Green Bay. We'll talk about that with Jonas Schaefer, top of the hour. It's Vinny and Haney. Vinny's off. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, featured artist Friday. It's the Dead Man here on The Fan. We need to put Pacioli on the Orioles offense lately because they stink. Let's get out to the phones. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's off today. Let's go to Rising Sun. Get Tom. Tom, thanks for holding. What's up? All right. Let's move on to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn. What's going on, dude?
What's up? What's up, Bob? You know I'm always ready, man. I don't know what's up. Your boy up in the Rising Sun, man. I'm ready, though.
I don't know. You call, you got to be on alert.
Yeah, exactly, alert man. You know, hey, on the morning show, you heard it was reminiscing, right? You know?
I did. I didn't hear the entirety of said reminiscing, like the old Little River Band song, Walking Through the Park and Reminiscing. But yes, I got my own memories, and I'll keep them to myself.
Yeah, I would like to hear your memories, man.
Well, you come on down to Pickles tonight, and I'll share a few with you.
Okay. Yeah, man, it was 20 years ago, man. You know, I was 19. You was 39 when I was first introduced to you, man, and I first called in,
My buddy Victor, by the way, 2 days ago was the 3rd anniversary of his unfortunate passing. My man, Victor.
Yeah, man. Sing you rest in peace, Vic, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Taught me a lot, man. Taught me a lot. But, get on to your boy, man. Your boy Corbin Burns. I don't know, man. I don't know about resigning this guy, especially for the price. He talking about commanding like 30 or 35 million. Nah. Like last night, he had his lowest strikeout total of the other season.
Yeah, two strikeouts,
man.
He has.
Like, what the hell is going with him?
He's great, and I hope he pitches for the next 5-6 years with the Orioles. And there was a story in The Athletic today, Rashawn, where he said he wants to go to a contender that's going to compete the entirety of his time with said team. And the Orioles could be that team, given the youth and the core that they have. And he said, you know, geographic issues will not be a problem. He's from California, lives in Arizona. It's all going to be about the cake because he's a Scott Boras client, and Boras had a rough off season last year with his free agent. So Corbin Burns is going to be patient, meticulous, and we'll see if David Rubenstein thinks it's, and Mike Elias, obviously, it's feasible to give this guy bazillions of dollars to stick around.
It sounds like he might be heading out to the Dodgers, man. They might be willing to pay him $40 million a season.
Well, if that's the case, so be it.
I think we need to focus on getting some real bats on this team, man. Not none of this Mickey Mouse hitting that you've been doing, man, with this Mountcastle and mother stuff. We need to spend some money on some bats, some legitimate bullpen arms, and some decent starting pitching. Like I said, we might not get an ace or nothing like that in the offseason, but we at least get a couple number twos for a decent price. You know, like we did a couple seasons ago with what's the guy, Kyle Gibson, right?
Yeah, gave him
$10 million, you know, something like that, man. But we got to get this hitting down pat.
Because they're going to have to, Rashawn, thanks. I'll see you tonight, hopefully. They're going to have to outslug teams right now. And Corbin Burns, you know, he did what he had to do, but when you get zero run support, doesn't matter how strong you are in the rotation and what your performance is. And as we said earlier in the show, they fall behind, and it's almost like it's a they can't overcome the deficit. They did it twice against the Mets, only to lose heartbreakers. Granted, it wasn't 5-6 nothing. But it just feels as though the starting pitchers almost like they can't make a mistake, or it'll be too much for the offense to overcome. All right, we'll get to Bob. We'll get to Matt. If you want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, featured artist Friday. It's the Dad, Jonas Schaefer, talking Ravens with him from the Baltimore Banner. And we're going to talk about the Astros all of a sudden. One of the best teams in baseball. They've got a pretty strong lead. They're overcoming a 10-game deficit, got Seattle's manager fired. We'll talk to Jason Bristol from KHOU11 in Houston at 11:30 here on The Fan. But let's get out to the phones. Grateful Dead featured artist Friday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Go to Bob in Edgewater. Bob, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, Bob. Hey, a couple points here. Two possible defining moments of the season if it ends up to tank. The one, you mentioned it over and over. The drubbing of the annihilation of the Yankees where they put up 18 runs. It seems like they're still hungover. Okay, that's one defining moment. The other moment, and we've talked about this the next day as well, I can't remember if you were here or not, is when Hyde decided to pinch hit for Kowser, who was red hot, and Holiday in Toronto. I can't remember which series that was.
That was two weeks ago, right?
Yeah, we say that hurt their confidence level. Yeah, what was he thinking? What did it so? Two issues there. Bob, here's the other thing I'm bringing up. I brought this up a couple months ago, and Bordick said it yesterday. It's a young team. It's a young team. It's a young team. They're young. I still say, not that we needed Hicks. We needed a mature veteran hitter in the middle of the lineup. And it's not this guy that they got from Cincinnati, and it's not Jimenez. But if you remember, Hicks would work the count. 7, 8, 9, 10 pitches. Those are more pitches that pitcher's throwing, more pitches that the other hitters are able to see. He worked the count. He may not have been, you know, hitting 18, 19, 20 home runs. He worked the count, and he did have some clutch hits, by the way.
No doubt.
Okay? Last thing I want to ask you or make a comment or get your opinion on, at what point does someone become accountable for all 12, 13, 14 of these hitters just tanking? And I'm pointing to the dual hitting coaches, these brainiacs supposedly that know everything, that take analytics to the umpth degree. When are those dudes going to be held accountable for what's going on? Because, you know, everybody says fire Hyde. But I want to know about these hitting coaches. What are they doing, Bob? And that's all I have to
all
say.
All right, Bob. Poor Schulte's one of them, and I can't remember the other guy. But they have hitting analysts, hitting coaches, and all sorts of analytic devices at their disposal. Sometimes the approach to the plate, at the plate, is unacceptable. Brandon Hyde himself has mentioned on occasion, I don't like our approach. I don't think our approach was conducive to winning, and certainly against that day's pitcher. So things need to get tightened up. And I guess as the struggles continue on, you start to press a little bit. It's human nature. Everybody wants to hit the 7-run homer. How about just stringing together hits? When's the last time that the Orioles have put together just, you know, a bat around inning? It's been forever. Even when they put 9 on the board a couple of nights ago, Nolan, the long ball had a lot to do with it. And then the Mets won all pre-Kelly Leak bad news bears on them in the 9th inning there.
Well, I would say last Friday when they lost 12-10.
Right, here you
pretty
go.
Pretty good offensive night. Just too bad the pitching was at its worst.
But Brandon Hyde, he takes a lot of heat, but he can only work with what you have. And I'm not saying he's the perfect guy in regards to the way he handles his pitchers, the way he works his bullpen. But then again, he has stemmed the tide of terrible baseball into a team that's expected to compete for a World Series championship. And yeah, they're a game and a half out of first. They're still 6.5 up in the wild card chase, even though Minnesota, Kansas City could pass them. They're the number one wild card now. But they got to get it together. They've been a losing baseball team for over 2 months, and you brought it up. The last caller did. The Yankee demolition, they had swept the Rays, took 2 out of 3 from Atlanta, took 2 out of 3 from Philly, took 2 out of 3 in the Bronx, culminating with a 17-5. Then they got swept by Houston, and it's been kind of shaky since then. Let's go to Matt in Baltimore. Matt, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Just real quick to touch on the last call. I mean, we don't know who's being held accountable for what, but I mean, anybody that's played baseball, it's very hard to, I mean, if you can give these guys advice, they still kind of have what they do, and it's not that easy to just, you know, from one game to the next, to, you know, completely change what you do. And a lot of these pitches they're seeing, if you played baseball before, when it looks good, you want to eat. It doesn't matter if it tasted good or not. But
right. And look, even the best hitters get hits 3 out of every 10 times. So that's 7 times they make outs based on history. And the guys that get on base the most, 400, like Joey Votto's got an over 400 on-base percentage. You work your hits and your walks together. You get on base, and then you hope other things can happen for you.
Right. I got 2 more things real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
About that, like with our pitching staff, I think one of the biggest things is obviously people running on us. People do not care who's on the mound. They run with reckless abandon anytime they want. And I'm wondering why we don't see them trying to exhibit a pitch out more. I know you lose a pitch there, but if you can't hold them over the pitcher and you can't throw them out, you know, because of the jump and the bigger bags, throw some more pitch outs. Give them something to worry about.
Yeah, and I guess because of the amount of disengagements or whatever the hell they call it now, instead of just throwing over the first, you have to make it more clever than it normally is. I mean, you can even pitch out because the starting pitcher can't check the runner as often as they used to. They're off to the right. Johnny Bench would have a hard time throwing dudes out the way that he did way back in the olden days.
Right, and that comes into the catcher's IQ of the game. He needs to start looking at players' tendencies and you know, looking at the runners on and signaling for a pitch out every once in a while. I think it'll give people something to think about. But as far as the team as a whole, we've lost our clutch, man. You know, like we used to win clutch games.
Yep.
The last time we've won a one-run game was on whatever the 25th against the Rays, I think it was, and that was the extra inning game. But I think it has a lot to do with a lot of the injuries to the pitching staff and just as a whole. The players like Gunner and Adley, as the consistent players around you start to go down, you start to feel more weight on your shoulders, you know? I mean, it only makes sense.
They just don't seem to have – hey, Matt, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. They don't seem to have that every inning you felt an uprising. Now it's – you expect them to go quietly into the night, and if they fall behind, then it's almost this insurmountable deficit. They came from behind twice against the Mets, down 0-3, then 0-2, and then lose in heartbreaking fashion. And then last night against Arrighetti, they weren't even in the game. They didn't get a hit until after the fourth inning. They were done. A lot of bloops. Okay, they might hit a ball hard here or there, but it was a very tepid offensive performance, which we've seen quite a They've been hit 3 times this week. They've been walked off 5 times. They've been shut out now multiple times this season. This was a very strong offensive team last year, and one of the strengths of the team in 2023, runners in scoring position, situational hitting. They rely too much on the long ball now, and that can be, unless you're bashing away at a record pace, that can be very detrimental to victory. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. I'm stating the obvious, obviously. Bob 80, Nolan McGraw, Jonas Schaefer, going to shift gears, talk Ravens, head of their preseason finale against Green Bay, and we'll look back at yesterday's scrimmage. Whip around 11:15, and then Jason Bristol from KHOU 11 in Houston. Astros red hot. They just lost 2 in a row to home to the Astros or to the Red Sox, but they've won 9 in a row. On the road, so the Orioles might have their hands full since their ace lost the opener.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.